Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Food and eating and weight loss are topics that come up for Bob and me fairly often on this show. On this episode, we discuss intermittent fasting, which I tried and failed at. In fact, it caused me to feel pretty off, but luckily I was able to identify it using a problem-solving principle you've probably heard of. Enjoy.
I want to know about this Occam's sandwich. What is Occam's sandwich?
Are you familiar with Occam's razor? So the most logical explanation is usually the right explanation?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so okay. It's a I guess, a philosophical tenet or something along those lines. You see it a lot in like detective novels.
Okay, wait.
Like
well, let me give you the example that, yeah. that they if you hear the galloping of hooves, it's okay to assume that it's horses and not zebras, right?
Yep.
That fits into that,
yep.
that thing. Okay.
Occam's razor.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, okay. So I get the razor piece of it, right?
Yeah.
What's the sandwich piece?
So I've been off the last week or so.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to figure out why. And I'm like digging into all of these potential things. Birthday coming up. Work has been crazy. Yeah. All this stuff. Getting typewriters together, stressed out about things, like not feeling exactly right in my space, trying to get back to sea level when it comes to just organized and list building yeah. and what my responsibilities are. And then I'm thinking about it and I go, on a whim, I started intermittent fasting last week.
Oh, how's that working for you?
Fine. But yeah. it's also the reason I'm off.
Exactly.
Like, why am I digging into this yeah. when I am literally either starving or grossly overfed all of the time?
Interesting.
So that's why I said Occam sandwich, because it's like the easiest answer and the most obvious answer is usually the right one.
That definitely is it. Yeah. So, right. so you're in a perpetual state of discomfort.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, yeah, I did intermittent fasting for over a year. And it didn't accomplish for me really what I wanted it to. I mean, I wanted to lose weight. That's, you know, that was my goal with it, was to just, and I did it 16 hours off.
Yeah.
16 hours off, 8 hours on.
Yeah.
And, but the 8 hours you choose are really important. You know, obviously I'm choosing a lot of sleep time.
I do 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. As I'm just eating that entire time. And then I sleep the rest of the day. God. Yeah.
Oh, that would be horrible. I was doing it when I was traveling up to see my family. I felt bad because they all want to eat with me.
Yeah.
But I'm not eating till 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and so they put off breakfast every day with me until 11 o'clock so we could all eat together. And if I were a better brother, I would have just given up the fast for my family for a couple of days. But I thought it was going to do something really good for me. But guess what? Nothing that disease and extreme hiking didn't do for me.
Well, and that's kind of, it was a little bit of a tribute. Well, it was accidental. So first thing that happened was I just forgot to eat breakfast one day.
Oh.
So I just decided that was the day I was going to start. But then I was also, it was a little bit of a tribute to Mark Collins, because while I was up there, he decided that he was going to do it again. So we were out late. He had a soda water to drink at the bar we were at. And then on the way back to his house, when we were picking up, you know, the 99-cent slice of pizza from right off of Times Square that you're supposed to have while you're
so
up there,
good.
He is not eating.
Oh.
And so I'm eating this pizza, and his partner is eating some pizza right in front of him. And he's like, nope, I'm intermittent fasting.
Oh.
So like, this is a little bit of a tribute to him for having the ability to do that.
Can I ask, though, why Mark Collins, this gorgeous human being who looks like he's never been overweight in his life, is doing intermittent fasting?
I think he travels a lot. So yeah. I think that it's a way for him to stay or at least feel healthier about yeah. what he's doing and the amount of time that he's spending out and about.
That's a good idea,
yeah.
actually. I should consider, because I think I was just mentioning, I ate really crappy the whole time I was in San Diego. I mean, I had lousy food. But the food that I was choosing wasn't necessarily the best food for me.
And either. Usually when you're traveling, you don't get a lot of good choices. Even like yeah. the smoothie healthy places are
yeah, yeah.
not that healthy.
So yeah, okay, that's good to know. That's interesting yeah. and that's good.
So I'm going to try it, but yeah. I'm also pairing it with going to the gym more, riding
hey.
My bike more. So I'm not just doing that in a vacuum.
What gym do you go to?
I joined the YMCA because they opened the one up yeah. in the Packing District.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
Right down the street from my house. Nice. And eventually they'll have all that stuff done. So there'll be a really nice bike ride there. They'll
yeah.
have the park there with trails and stuff.
Yeah.
the Four Roots place is going in there. They're doing a really good job with all that space around there.
That's good. And I love the Y. They just got too pricey in my neighborhood. The one up here at the fitness center in Oviedo, it's just too much money.
So they just redid all the pricing, I think, recently. So it's a little bit cheaper. I think that was my issue with it when I first started at the Y. And I did a version of intermittent fasting until I lost like a bunch of weight in a really short period and then blacked out while I was drinking. So I was doing like, I was going 6 days a week to the gym. I was playing racquetball 3 days a week, and then I was doing, but it was all cardio. And then I was doing a smoothie in the morning, a small sandwich at lunch, and then a regular dinner. And then I also had some sort of Tim Tebow, like healthy chew things, which may have just been speed of some kind or some other weight loss thing.
Sounds like a dog snack.
Yeah. Oh. Some sort of supplement, but that wasn't regulated by the FDA on some level. Tim Tebow, I know you're a big listener.
Nick on Roids.
I don't know if you're still doing that. And then we went out to have beers one night, like we always do after about, I don't know, it was probably about 4 to 6 weeks of doing this. And four beers to me is, I'm 6 foot tall, 200 pounds. Yeah. Like it's not much. Like I wouldn't be driving after it. But I remember having probably it was more like the third beer. And then I don't remember anything for a while. And then somebody's handing me an Irish car bomb and it was not good. So I was like, okay, I'm eating food again.
I get so happy when I learn things from Nick. In this episode, I learned not one, but two things. I learned that Occam's razor is the rule, that what's most logical is often what's right, and I love that. And I learned what an Irish car bomb is. When Nick first said someone handed him an Irish car bomb, I thought he meant an actual Irish car bomb. And the hyperbole made me laugh. But then when I listened again, I thought, I wonder if an Irish car bomb is an alcoholic beverage. Lo and behold, it is. An Irish car bomb is Irish whiskey, Irish cream in a shot glass that's then dropped into a pint of Guinness beer. It's kind of fun to know that I learned this from an article entitled Why You Should Probably Never Order an Irish Car Bomb. We're all about learning here at Your Daily Dose. Unfortunately, that's all the education we have time for today. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you tomorrow.